I'm feeling very Mr. Rogers about prepping for Podcast in the Woods because I like remove many layers. I didn't intend to leave the fleece layer, but let me tell you, when I report from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, Olympic National Forest, that we are still having fleece weather here. It's April. Welcome to Bevan, a femme over 40 and her friends podcast. I just got started. I'm Bevan, your host. My co-host Biscuit Reynolds is here with us in the ether somehow. He's my cat. He has a flat face. You'll recognize him. He is very iconic. Named for Burt Reynolds. I wanted my cat to be like a leading man for Dolly Parton. And my friend said, that's a lot to put on a cat. Biscuit Reynolds lived up to it. He had this perfect little mustache, so it looked like either Kenny Rogers or Burt Reynolds, and I let my Instagram stories decide via poll if he was going to be Biscuit Rogers or Biscuit Reynolds, so thanks for helping me name him IG Stories Besties. Today's episode, I decided just to do a, like, where am I at catch up, because I get a lot of good feedback from people who really like my solo episodes. Also, I didn't really want to prepare. Just like, I'm getting ready to go out of town, and so I'm just like, I want to get out ahead of the podcast recording schedule, and I'm really intending my trip out of town to be like a rebirth. I really think adopting, you know, it's very Eckhart Tolle power of now to adopt the idea that every present moment you're just rebirthed, you're brand new, you can release all the old stories, you don't need to be held back by that, you can just be here now. And I love retreats for the release, the be here now, like, here you go. I haven't been on a retreat like away from home in a year. I think it was last spring equinox. I might be wrong. I might have gone out of town a different time, but I don't go out of town a lot. I do now. And so I'm going to Vegas for a leadership conference. I'm not going to do any. I'm going to be sober the whole time. And so I am just prepared to just, it's long days for a reason, because it's meant to like really just dig in and get you into your nervous system. I don't know. It's vibes. So anyway, my intention is to come out different, a new refreshed Bevan. I look forward to being refreshed, and I could use it. We're by a stream. I hope you can hear the gentle, it's a seasonal stream that goes through my forest home. And I'm so grateful to have access to this just like down the street from my house. So what's going on for me? I wanted to talk about needs. Okay, so Leah Garza's classes, I took her Akashic Mentorship last year. You can still sign up for this year's class. And if you just want to go on a spiritual journey where you get closer to yourself, the Akasha is like, basically we have our four earth elements, earth, air, water, fire. And then you have the Akasha, everything else, which is the spirit realm. In Celtic mythology, which is my ancestry, it's the other world. And I don't know, the more work I do, like I moved to LA from New York City being like, I want to learn how to be more psychic. And then when I moved from LA to the forest, I didn't like set any intentions. I was just kind of having a spiral. You can go back and listen to my 2019 episodes. But like, I was just like, I gotta go somewhere easier. And it turns out if you really want to level up your psychic senses, get where you're not constantly stimulated by other people. So here I am enjoying a spring, a nice stream. I love having access to nature. It's such a great way for me to ground. I never knew that my nervous system was like activated all the time. I was like basically in a constant fight, flight, or freeze mode most of my waking hours since I was probably about 7 or 8. And now here I am with a calm nervous system, and I know what it feels like. And I know what it feels like to be triggered. And I know that those are just gateways to healing now, because it's just something old that is unhealed that wants to be witnessed. And the more compassion I can give to all of my parts, the better my life feels, the better my now can be, because I'm not tied to those old stories. Yeah, yeah. So one of my unmet needs. So I learned about unmet needs in the Akashic Mentorship. Leah has a prayer. There's a free class for the Akashic Mentorship. I have the links, or a free, like, how to use the Akashic, how to open your own Akashic Records class that Leah did in June of 2022 on her Instagram. So you can just scroll back in her Instagram, Crystals of Altamira. And it's like June 1, 2022. It might be May of 2022. And then there's like a pink prayer in her grid. So this is a static post on the grid. The other one was an IG live. And she teaches. It's an hour-long class. She teaches you how to open your records. I think it's a really good practice to, they want you to connect daily. And I started an immediate daily practice when she did the IG Live. My friend Nairi, who chose to end their life via suicide in 2021 on the Taurus, no, 2020 on the Taurus full moon in October, had told me once in one of our hangouts in Los Angeles that I should learn how to open the Akashic Records through Leah Garza. And then Leah offered on her. So Leah and I are like, you know, friends in law through Nairi. And Leah taught us how to open the records on IG Live and said they want you to do it every day. And you know what? It's free game. It is free game. The universe wants to help you. The universe wants to work through you. The universe wants you to settle your nervous system, open up to like what your next desire is, and go. The universe wants something to work with. I see all around me tiny little plants trying to grow in the forest, in my gravel, in my house, like in my little flower pots. God is just like everything in nature is just spreading seeds, like sharing its information, sharing its genetic information. And then it's like, does it have the right fertilizer, the right water, the right light to nourish it in the way that it needs to be nourished so that it can be its full plant self? You are not a sunflower. You are you, one of one. I am a Bevan. One of the most important things I can be is the best Bevan I can be, one of one, because God created each of us uniquely. So we're not pea plants, you know, like munching peas. We're not tomato plants. We're not spinach. We are us, right? Like God wants to express through us. This is what I believe. And I think God, like, you don't have to believe in like some old man in the sky. I don't. I like to think of it as like at its very base, it's the energy, the life force energy pumping my heart and breathing my breath. The things that happen with no explanation. That's faith, stuff you can't see. But to me, like the more I open up to that expansion of like information that's available to me through my faith and through my spiritual practice, the easier life gets. It's not easy. It's not an easy path. But once you're through, the only way out, I mean, they haven't found another way out than through. So once you're through, even if it feels shitty, I'm reading The Way of Integrity right now by Martha Beck. Woo, it's a good one. I got to find some app that's not Audible to buy audiobooks on so that I can just have it, because I'm going to go back to it again and again. My friend McKay loved it. Mylique Teal, who I mention on this podcast all the time, one of my great influences, says it's one of the books she recommends to everybody. It is such a good book about being in alignment with yourself. And she goes through the whole Dante's Inferno methodology. So you just gotta go through. Just gotta go through the thing that feels scary, and then it won't be scary anymore. It's this courage, just feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Okay, part of Akashic Mentorship. So Leah's teaching you to have this daily practice where you open up to this other side, but she's also teaching you how to ask questions, because a lot of times questions are the answer. Like it's just the right question to kind of figure out what you need to know about yourself, what you want to know about other people. It's all questions, right? Good leaders ask great questions. I just finished that book by John Maxwell. So Leah teaches you how to ask questions to your spirit team so that you can better understand yourself and better understand where you want to go. And like kind of you're always plus one, right? You can just open the records, see what comes through, right? But asking questions is the method. And then Leah had a class talking about unmet needs, because one of the presuppositions of class is that unmet needs drive behavior. All people are inherently good. And the unmet needs drive behavior thing, that's us too, right? Thoughts are in the mind, beliefs are in the body. So like your unmet needs are driving your subconscious behaviors. So if we can get into figuring out like what's an unmet need of mine and like figure out how to meet it, then you can stop self-sabotaging, whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously. My unmet need that I found for me is like this level of validation, like especially like words of affirmation is my like secondary love language. Acts of service is first, words of affirmation are second, but like everyone high key needs words of affirmation. That's just part of being a human. And I recognized that I had had in the past the wrong people affirming the wrong things in my life. And that's how I ended up living someone else's idea of my life. That's how I ended up in law school instead of like on the aerobics dance floor, rhyming and cheering and figuring out like how to lift people up. Right. So this major understanding in me that like, okay, I need words of affirmation, but I need them to line up with things that really matter to me. And so like getting this feedback loop of people asking me questions for the podcast has been so energizing. I'm a responding generator, you know, so I like the questions to like dig up like, oh, you know, because I could talk forever. I'm a Mercury in Sagittarius. Like, I'm chatty, you know, but like, what do I need to say that can add value? That's really, I'm like always asking myself, like, how can I add value here? That is something I got from Michael Bernard Beckwith. How can I add value here? Just your intention, purifying your intention always, and setting your intention, because setting your intention is magic. We talk a lot about habits on this podcast. And something I learned from my reading with Robin Doxey, because I asked her how I can, such a Capricorn question, how can I best structure my life, Virgo rising, so that I can give the most of myself in this lifetime, while still also maintaining my need for girl moss time in the forest, where I lay around on the forest floor and vibe with the earth. And Robin said, you can work max 4 hours at a time. She's right. I noticed like how hard it is and how taxing it is for me to like sit still for like 9 hours. I can't. 12-hour days as a lawyer? No. But 4 hours, I can get a lot done. And setting an intention, she said, the intention is magic. So I'm passing that along to you. The intention is magic. Just set the intention. Abraham Hicks has this segment intending thing. I'm sure I've mentioned it many times on the podcast, where like every segment is like a new, like you step out your door. That's a new segment. Someone joins the Zoom meeting. That's a new segment. Another person joins the Zoom meeting. That's a new segment. So segment intending, like when I walk into the forest, that's how I started it. Habit stacking. I just stacked it onto a thing I was going to do anyway. Walking into the forest, I set the intention. How do I want to feel on my walk? And just vibing into what is the result I want to have from this, right? So my intention with this podcast episode is that you figure out something that you can apply to your life and you apply it and it makes your life feel better for you later. Because self-care is doing the thing now that's maybe uncomfortable or new that you don't want to do that's going to make you feel better later. I really want you to live a nourished and thriving life. That's why I'm here. So one of my unmet needs was for validation. So making sure I ask and solicit the right people for feedback, right? Like I don't ask people who don't read my pod or listen to my podcast, how did you like my podcast, right? Same with my blog. Like it just kind of exists and I want to keep adding to it. So I wanted to talk to you about chili oil noodles. It is one of my hyper-focused meals. I have two main hyper-focused meals. One is chili oil noodles. I'll have that probably twice a week. And the other one is a breakfast burrito. Because goddamn, I love a breakfast burrito. And I actually might have one of those every day. Because like it's got potatoes in it, which if you are from a Celtic lineage, eating potatoes every day, especially in the wintertime, is very grounding and super important for us. I think like also doing as much grounding as you possibly can in these times that are so unstabilized, destabilized, who fucking cares? Grammar doesn't matter. We are in times where our nervous system is being extra taxed, where we are facing more perceived uncertainty than we ever have before, although we've always been living in uncertainty. But like, I think once you experience that lightning bolt of like, suddenly no one has jobs, suddenly no one can work or go anywhere, like we did in 2020, like uncertainty is the name of the game. Like all of the housing crisis, rent destabilization, all of that is genocide, all of it is happening and attacking our nervous system. So Mama Earth is here to help us regulate. So like, I want to encourage you barefoot time on the earth whenever you can. Lay down on the earth, just vibe. My favorite yoga position is Savasana, corpse pose, just lay here, right? Just lay there, vibe, listen to music. Look at the stars. Stargazing is, there's so many good benefits to stargazing. Dancing in the forest, dancing anywhere all the time. Dancing, there's a great study that shows that dancing outperformed all antidepressants by a long shot in terms of reversing depression. Even one song can vibe you up. I have a rule in my house that when a certain James Brown song comes on, you have to get up and shake it out, shake your thing. And just release it, whatever it is, right? It's just like one of those things, like if you can have just a dance break, get into the present moment, get into the now. I feel like that's been a real life lesson I've had over the last little while, is like, how can I just be so radically present that I give from my overflow always, and that I trust that I'm always enough in all moments, right? I think we can really do a lot of thought life labor when we're overthinking how we have to show up
when in fact exactly who we are is enough. And like, that's the whole cool part about divine timing. She's teaching me a lot of lessons about patience. But the cool thing about divine timing is that everything just shows up and lines up, and it has a way of working itself out. When things are meant to be, they have a way of having a life of their own. That's how someone described falling in love. And I think that it really works. I just finished the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I hated her book Love Warrior. I tried to listen to it years ago in LA when I was driving. I just remember because I was driving around listening to her audiobook, hating it, and so I stopped reading it. But a friend of mine recommended Untamed, so I got it from the library on the Libby app. So many books available there. Audiobooks, it's so easy. You just get a library card. And the more library cards you have, because there's reciprocal relationships, I got a King County library card. I had to pick a town to get my library card, so I picked Brandy Carlisle's town because I love Brandy Marie Carlisle so much, I want to share a library with her. So it's called Maple Valley. Like, from my house, Maple Ridge is that way. So when I say I can see Canada on a clear day, I'm talking about Maple Ridge, like outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, right there. And then equidistant, making a nice triangle, is Maple Valley. I'm going to drive through on my way to Vegas. And it wasn't even intentional. It's just the fastest route from here to Boise. I'm going to go stay at Jana, Feeling Loudly. We have had many good podcast episodes with Birth Charts, and I hope many more to come. Staying with her in Boise. Then I'm going to Vegas, 2 days in Vegas, back up to Boise, and then back here. But driving through Maple Valley. I've read so much about it because I read Brandy Carlisle's amazing audiobook. If you haven't read that yet, highly recommend. And here's my deep dive into Brandy Carlisle. First time I was listening to the book, because I listened to it because one of my internet moms that I follow listened to her audiobook and loved it. So I said, great, I'll listen to it. I put it on. It was back when I was buying Audible books from Jeffrey Bezos, and I no longer support him financially in that way. I try as little as possible to spend money there, and I know I can do my books in another way. So I got the Libby app so I could do this for free. But in my Audible library, which I'm grateful for, and I want to have a different library with a different seller. So if you have one you like, hit me up, fakidanceparty@gmail.com. So I get the Brandy Carlisle book. I start to listen to it. I love a midlife memoir that teaches you about the climb. Dolly Rebecca Parton's book, My Life and Other Unfinished Business, perfect. She wrote it in her 40s or 50s, I forget, but it's so good and it's so empowering. Brandy Marie Carlisle's, I felt exactly the same, so empowering. And I really think God shines through Brandy in the same way that I see God shining through Dolly. And I've met Dolly in person. I haven't yet met Brandy, but I feel like they're going to give the same vibe. At least they do through the TV or the internets or whatever. So I'm listening to Brandy's book and I'm like hating. I'm such a bitch at night. I like really have crabby hours, right? Like gentle hours are like a time where I need to be gentle because I can get crabby. So I'm listening to this audiobook. And if I wanted to listen to music at night, I would choose to listen to music, not an audiobook. So then all of a sudden it switches from storytelling to singing. And I'm like, ugh, I hate it, you know, because I'm grumpy. And I didn't really hate it, but it was just like such a jarring, like back and forth. And then as I'm getting through it, like I'm probably like to the point where she's starting to have Joni jams and like learning these lessons and like really like getting like a lot of her dreams are coming true. And I am just sold. I'm like all in. I'm like, oh, sing to me whenever you want. You're the boss of this trip. Like I was like so in. I don't know why. I'd heard her music before. I'd liked several of her songs. In fact, one of her songs is on like one of my first podcast episodes back when I was trying to put music on there before Spotify got all bossy about music. We'll come back to the music times. I'll have a music supervisor someday. But because I'd like to have kind of a music break sometimes. See, I'm being bossy about music. I can't point a finger without pointing three back at me. Anyway, Brandy also has a bonus music chapter that's it's just like her and a guitar. Now that I'm into Brandy and I've gone through her discography and I listened to it with the full arrangements, I kind of love that it's this like stripped down acoustic version of all these different songs, covers, and she does like Coat of Many Colors. Like, what was I thinking? I had so much hubris. Oh, releasing the ego always makes my life better. Like, why did I think I knew? I surrender to the project. She's a perfect storyteller. Thank you, Brandy Marie Carlisle, for your very empowering memoir that I've now listened to many times. And I was telling you about Untamed anyway. And if you stack your library cards, this is the hack for Libby. If you stack library cards, it will pick the shortest hold time. So the more library cards you get, the shorter your hold times. It's a pro tip from Ginger. I learned that after a Fat Kid Dance Party class. We had a pizza party after the last class I don't know where we'll go after we're in a new spot in Seattle. So if you're in the Seattle area, fatkiddanceparty.com, you can read about our Seattle adventures and our community over there. And at one of our post-class pizza parties, Ginger said, stack your library cards. So now I get faster audiobook holds. I listened to Untamed by Glennon Doyle. It was so good. It's like her love story with Abby is in there, which is like, I love, love at first sight. Totally believe it. So totally have experienced it. It's really extraordinary. It's really fun to hear how people's lives come together. She's a beautiful story where she's like, when everything was uncertain in the beginning of our relationship, we would just like imagine sitting on a dock looking at the water together and like how we would be sitting. And then it came true. And I was able to be in that moment, be here now. At the end of the book, she talks about like following life ideas that were other people's ideas for her life and now following her own. She talks about becoming more joyful. She talks about letting Abby lead in this way where like Abby's like, everything's basically going to work out all the time if we just let it. And like Glennon's like, no, I'd rather control. But then she just released control and got way less anxious and more happy, and things do tend to work out. So everything is always working out for me. One of my favorite affirmations. I want to give that to you. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for your time and spending time with me. And thank you to everyone who donates their talent to and treasure to making all of this happen. The best way to support all of my work is Patreon, patreon.com/FKDP. which stands for Fat Kid Dance Party Aerobics, my aerobics class for anyone who feels left behind by mainstream fitness. If you've ever been called too much, too fat, or felt too awkward to dance, mine is the supportive class for you. It's like line dancing, sing-alongs, like Richard Simmons style aerobics, even though I kind of hate the moves he uses, but I do have a couple. We do a little heart pump on a couple of songs. And a witch on a broom. I got that from Richard Simmons. But mostly I'm just the enthusiasm I learned from him. And everything else is my own kind of wacky creation. So come do aerobics with me, or go there. Even if you don't ever want to do aerobics with me, although I think showing up to class and just listening to it is a vibe. I have some of my students just turn on a class from the on-demand membership and go for their walk. So just however you show up is exactly right. And you could just show up to Patreon and get early access to podcast episodes, content I don't share other places, and or just vote for me to be Bevan in the world, because it helps a lot. And I love you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for also donating talent. My friend Ginger, who I've already mentioned, donated her access to a lawn bowling clubhouse so we could do Fat Kid Dance Party Seattle. I'm so excited. See, donating a kind of talent, right? Or a resource, right? Just remember, we're mycelial and we can be mycelial. And part of being mycelial is receiving too. So it's not just giving, it's receiving, but you don't always receive where you give. Like an infinity symbol, it's the X, and the infinity symbol is giving and receiving in community and interdependence. Okay, bye everybody.